Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, the Big Boss, and I'm here with my fellow geek guru, the Professor. What's up, bro?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Nothing much. Short weekend. Wish it was longer.
Yeah, I had a couple days off leading into the weekend. I still wish it was longer.
Yeah, man. It's been going pretty quick. But at least we're out of the worst of whatever this polar vortex is. It's a little warm outside.
Yeah, I prefer colder myself, so I'm good with all this getting warmer already. That's all right. It's February already. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy out there, man. And I'm sure it's going to snap back down. This is what it always does.
Oh, it will. Yeah, it'll get colder again.
But we still got a nice blizzard sitting waiting for us. So
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we got a couple of things in geek news for you guys. A couple of trailers came out. Super Bowl was yesterday, and with the Super Bowl comes Super Bowl movie TV spots. And well, that's the only reason we're here. I know I didn't watch the Super Bowl yesterday, so.
I did, unfortunately.
I'm like, hey, man, I just want the commercials.
It was about as boring a Super Bowl as I have ever. Actually, it was the most boring Super Bowl I've ever watched, and I've watched a lot of them.
Yo, man, I checked the score like after it was all said and done. I was like, man, this is a slow burn game.
It was 15-3. 15-3, the final score was just, it was a snoozer. It was bad.
Tag. I saw a meme somewhere that said, yo, both of these teams are playing in the Super Bowl like they both know they got to go to the White House after this.
I saw that too. That was pretty funny.
Get ready for those chicken nuggets, boys. Only the best in Donnie's house.
You know, though, just on the real, I have to imagine the college players, just college kids are probably like, all right, I'm okay with this.
Yeah. You like, look, for real, for me, spring for some Chick-fil-A, bro. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah. That was in there.
Oh. Oh, well, yeah. Then that's a win. That's a win.
That's what I'm saying. Remembering my short, brief stint at college, I would have loved that kind of meal. Like, hell yeah.
Hook me up with that crispy deluxe number one with the Chick-fil-A sauce. oh, man. Funny. But, yeah. Like, hopefully, you know, this is it for Mr. Brady. I mean, he's been putting in a long time trying to unlock the Infinity Gauntlet, and now he finally has all six.
Yeah, I think I'm a little tired of this guy. He can go now.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So there's that. And with that Super Bowl, you know, comes some great ads. And we got some really good movie trailers coming in, so let's talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into it.
Yeah, man. So first up, we got the Toy Story 4. TV spot that dropped, which is, you know, I'm all in. I've been in for Toy Story 4 since Toy Story 3, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're such good movies. They're written so well.
Yeah.
They're just a lot of fun. What's cracking me up now, apparently, I don't know why anybody even bothers to listen, but apparently PETA is complaining because Bo Peep still has her staff.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's cruelty. The people would, the way they use that to corral the sheep. But shut up. It's a movie. It's an animated movie.
It's an animated movie, and you got to look at context. Like, she is, you can see how she's dressed. She's not using that drone the way that it's supposed to be used.
The only time it's been used in all three movies that I know of is to pull Woody to her. That's it.
So, that's, I mean, it. You know, cruelty against Woody, I guess.
Yeah, right? Where's, you know, Free Woody? Where's his campaign for getting hooked with the stupid PETA? And you wonder why people don't take you seriously.
Oh, dang. Man. It's like, it gets to a point now where it just kind of becomes laughable. It's just like, all right, man.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. It's not like anybody's just like, oh, man, oh, they have a point. It's just literally people just greet this stuff with laughs now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
the movie looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, the movie looks great. Key and Peele, their characters look hilarious, so I can't wait to see them.
And I need to see Keanu Reeves' character.
Yeah, man.
See what that's all about.
Yeah, man.
We were talking about it a little bit off air, so to speak, and he's apparently playing an action figure that's based on John Wick, so I need to see what Keanu Reeves is going to do in Toy Story 4. I need to see that soon.
Man, hope Slinky Dog is safe. That's all I'm saying.
Right? Right? There has to be some kind of play on that, too. There has to be.
Oh, man. Oh, that might be it. Because Ernest is not, did he do the, he didn't do the voice in 3. 3 wasn't that long.
No,
ago,
he was gone. He passed on before that.
Yeah. So did they get a new voice or did they just retire the Slinky Dog character?
I think they just got somebody to do a new voice who sounded pretty much just like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got somebody else to do the voice.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ernest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could use an Ernest movie right about now.
No. Ernest movies.
Oh, man. I grew up on, what was that? Ernest Does Halloween or something like that?
Probably, yeah. Before he handed the ball to Madea, let Madea run with it.
Ooh, good. I mean, take that one back. Take the ball back. I watched this Tiffany Haddish movie called Nobody's Fool. That I didn't realize at the time was a Tyler Perry movie. And I get into this movie and I'm like, it made me livid. Like literally just, I was upset and wanted to cut the movie off. But I had to finish it. I finished it and it was like, there was no payoff. The story was all over the place. I hate his tropes. I hate his characters. Like, I could just do without Tyler Perry movies. I really can.
I gotta ask this honestly too, because maybe it's just me. Am I the only one who really doesn't find Tiffany Haddish funny?
It depends on what she's in. Like,
okay, that's fair.
She tried to hold this movie up. But she does have a tendency for me to just go, like, too far. Like, I'm just like, yo, okay, all right, it's not funny no more. Okay, all right, you're annoying me. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. But, like, there's certain movies where she's just like, they capitalize on that aspect and know when to reel it in. Like,
okay.
The Lego movie she was great in. That movie she was in with Kevin Hart, where she was the teacher. She was great in, like, I love those movies. But there's movies like Nobody's Fool where it's just like, yeah, she has some good moments, but then she has some moments that went on longer than they probably should have. And that's what I really think. I think if you take her moments longer than they should go, you're going to be like, okay, this is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen her in a handful of things, and me personally, from what I've seen, I don't find it to be very funny, but
yeah. That I remember that one, that Black Panther like spoof skit that she did for awards. It was a situation where it's like, okay, like, all right, like that's enough. Like,
yeah, the joke's over.
But I mean, you know, and I mean, like, I saw Girls Trip too. She was hilarious in that. But that's the thing. It's like you have to like. Limit her moments. If you limit her moments, like she leaves a mark and then dips. Like it's great, it's hilarious. But it's like, yeah, extended scenes, it's like, nah, don't do that. Oh man. I don't even know how we got to Tiffany. Oh yeah, that's right. Toy Story.
Slinky
Dog, Ernest, yeah. Madea, Tyler Perry in general, Tiffany Haddish. You see how this works here, folks?
It's so easy for us to get lost in a tangent. It just kind of happens.
Oh, man. Oh, and now the piece de resistance.
Avengers, I think we should do that one last.
You want to do that last? We'll do that last.
Got to say the best for last.
All right, so let's jump on to Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel trailer looks great. I'm definitely getting Top Gun vibes, which is good for me. I like that stuff, so, you know, that's cool.
I cannot wait to see this movie. I'm looking forward to it.
I really can't.
A lot of it I'm looking forward to is like I always kind of like Brie Larson anyway. Like I liked her in Scott Pilgrim. I thought she was a good character.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always kind of liked her from there and catching her up in some of these movies. So I'm looking forward to see how she pulls off Captain Marvel, because she's never really been, and stuff that I've seen, like that kind of like action hero character. So
yes.
So I'm curious to see how it plays. You know, like we were, it's so bizarre. I told you the story beforehand, but I won't get into who it was on the recording, but somebody watching the commercial going, I'm not seeing that movie. And this was a woman. I'm not seeing that movie because Captain Marvel's not, shouldn't be a woman. Should be a man. And I went, it's been a woman for like 30 years, at least probably. Like the original Captain Marvel in the Marvel comics died from cancer in like the 80s.
Right.
And she pretty much became Captain Marvel after that, has been ever since.
Yup.
Oh. But was always a man when I was younger. Well, it hasn't been a man in a long time.
So much for fitting in, boo-boo.
Yeah, right. So, I'm also curious as to how they're playing off the other character with her, because the other pilot is supposed to be Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I'm was sure also a Captain Marvel at one point.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's Pulsar?
Something like that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So now she's with the, what do they call them? The Ultimates. She's with the Ultimates. It's her, Blue Marvel, Black Panther, Captain Marvel.
Right.
And America. I can't remember her last name, but she can punch interdimensional holes into the space and time.
isn't like Hispanic? Isn't like America Rodriguez or something like that? Or
I think
I'm thinking of the same character.
I don't know. I can't. I know her name is her. I know her code name is Miss America.
Yeah, I've seen the character a handful of times. I thought it was a Hispanic character. I could be wrong.
Yeah, she is a Hispanic character. I just can't remember her full name. About to find out. America Chavez.
Chavez.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no. But yeah, the whole Ultimates story is pretty dope. So I'm kind of hoping I think they have Miss America on this new animated series that's out now. Yeah, I can't remember. I know one of the characters from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Rosa, wants to play America in like a live action, which would be dope. But yeah,
that'd be all right.
Yeah,
that'd be all right.
But yeah, so Pulsar is like one of the she's like a major character in the Marvel universe too. So
she was for a long time. She actually, yeah, I believe, was the head of the Avengers for not a long time, but for a fair amount of time.
Yeah.
She was in Secret Wars as Captain Marvel. Yeah, she's been around for a while.
Yeah.
For a while. She's got like a, she's like a laser, like she's basically like a living laser almost, the way she can control her body. So
Yep. Spectrum.
It's a cool
Spectrum
character.
Is her name.
Spectrum, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a very, very cool character, yeah.
I know at one point she had the She had like the powers cosmic. What do they call it? Captain Universe or something?
Captain Universe. Yeah.
One point, I think right now, currently in the comics, she's Captain Universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
a lot of big characters have had that different points.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hopefully they grow that character, because I feel like they're gonna grow her like they're growing Mordu in Doctor Strange. Like it's a slow build up. You know.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be surprised to see a post credits show her get some kind of powers.
Yeah,
in some way. Yeah, I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah, because I would love for them to do the Ultimates. The Ultimates is a really good, because like their whole mission is to try and stop major cosmic world ending events before they even happen. So
right,
you know, that can build into a civil war too. You know,
you just want more Black Panther.
I do. More Black Panther. So you can never lose with more T'Challa.
Well, oh, you know, pretty soon they could be doing the whole T'Challa and his wife story now that they've got those characters again.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, that would be awesome. See the kids? Man, that would be great. Oh, man. So what's up next? What's up next?
The Ridiculous is up next.
Hobbs and Shaw. Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. So now
this is going to be one of those movies that makes unbelievable amounts of money, and it's just going to be god awful.
It's going to be horrible. But guess who's going to be there to see it?
You.
Me. Oh, I've literally seen every Fast and the Furious movie in theaters. So Hobbs and Shaw is definitely not going to be a stretch of the imagination. I watched this man just pull a wheelie donut thing with a big rig 16-wheeler truck.
A flatbed truck, no less. Yeah,
he's a beast. He's a beast. He kicked a torpedo in the last movie. So the man is unstoppable. And the only person that could take him on is a bulletproof Idris Elba.
I have honestly never watched a single Fast and the Furious movie. Never watched a single one of them.
Man, you are missing out.
And I'm not starting now.
On prime American cinema.
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, man. It's one of those things that you know you shouldn't be watching at all, but you just can't look away.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
That's going to be that train wreck of a movie that's going to make $1 billion because it has The Rock and Jason Statham and Idris Elba.
Yeah,
and it's just going to be over the top, like Crank-like action from the movie Crank. Like, it's going to be, maybe it won't be that bad over the top because that movie.
That movie was so wild, yo.
And they made a sequel. They made a sequel to That Was the Killer.
Internationally, these movies are in demand, dude.
It's unbelievable.
Yo.
Unbelievable.
I think the Odd Couple angle of it is going to be the part that sells it the most. I think that's why a lot of people are going to really enjoy it. Because it's just watching The Rock and Jason Statham kind of bust each other's chops the whole movie. That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I can't argue that with you. You're definitely right on that.
Oh, man.
But that brings us to the important
one. Yes. The crown jewel of TV spots.
Indeed.
Avengers Endgame.
Oh. It looks so, and they're not showing us anything, and I love the fact that they're really not showing us anything.
Yeah,
and it still looks like it's going to be awesome.
It's going down, what they're giving
to us is enough so far.
Yeah,
and we were talking about, I was reading that every trailer we're seeing is only inside the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, man,
which is bananas. Like, I don't. That's brilliant that they're going to do that if that's what they're actually doing. But
yeah.
Like, there's so many different things happening. Like, how are they going to squeeze? How is all that in the first 15 minutes?
Like, yo, man. And they've shown us a good deal of things. Like, they've shown us a good bit. And if this is all just in the first 15, man, that's wild. I can't wait for this movie. They're talking about, they are definitely securing a 3-hour, this is what the 3-hour runtime. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe
dude. Oh, man. Can you imagine if there was an intermission in this movie? Oh, take us back.
I don't want it. I don't want an intermission. I want it all in one shot. I want to sit and watch the whole thing because I know I'm not going to feel it.
Yo.
I know I'm going to be so into it, I'm not going to even know.
Yeah.
Like, this could potentially be the first time I've ever gone to an opening movie on a Thursday night instead of waiting until Friday morning.
Oh, snap, yo.
And I never do that because I hate crowds. I hate sitting next to people in a movie theater. I always go in the morning, so I'm sitting by myself.
Yeah.
This could be the first time I break that, and I actually go on a Thursday night. It could happen.
Look at Marvel making us do things we would never do.
Right? I'm uncomfortable with that idea, but it still could happen. It could still very well happen.
I'm saying.
I need to see this movie, tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Which, at the rate this year is already going, it's February already, so yeah. April will be here, in a few days.
Yep.
Yeah,
man.
Need it.
Yeah, dude. I need that movie to get here quick.
Yeah, buddy.
So, apparently they're working on a Batman Beyond animated feature, and some of the concept art has been coming out, and It's giving me vibes of Into the Spider-Verse.
It does kind of have a little bit of that look in these images. Yeah.
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 So I
know there was a lot of talk about doing like a live action. I know Kevin Smith has been, he was talking about it on one of his recent podcasts about what he thinks they should do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ran with the idea because it's a good idea. Like his right. idea would be to do Batman Beyond and bring Michael Keaton back to play the older Bruce Wayne.
Oh, I would love that.
That would be fantastic.
Yep.
But that idea got shot down pretty quickly. Somebody said they're not doing a live action Batman Beyond movie. So, yeah. But this will be interesting. I never really watched the show, but the little stuff that I did watch was pretty good. I should go back at some point and try to watch more of it.
Oh yeah, man. There's a payoff at the end. It's great. It's great. And then, like, you know, Terry McGinnis and Batman Beyond, they come back in Justice League Unlimited. So yeah, you see his character quite a lot. I mean, like, there's no comic for this story arc. There's no comic for the story arc. It was created by the show, and the show in turn created the comic. So, it's one of those things where it just kind of grew a life of its own. Once again, WB Animation doing something for DC that's never been done before. I mean, Harley Quinn was never in the comics. She was created by the animated show.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, man, there's some good stuff coming out of DC Animated. I just got finished watching the Rise of the Superman sequel that came out, the little double feature. I mean,
I did see it. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. I mean, DC's killing it with their animated ones. Their animated ones are great right now.
They really have been. They've really always beaten Marvel as far as the anime stuff goes, up until Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
They've always done everything better than Marvel as far as the anime stuff is concerned. So, you know, I'm curious to see where that's going to go move going forward. Like, I'm still kind of shocked that Marvel hasn't tried to do anything as far as get in bed with Pixar.
It's all
Disney at this point.
Right.
Like, you could easily do, like, a kid's Marvel movie with Pixar. It would look amazing.
Well, they did.
We have The Incredibles.
No, not The Incredibles. Dang. With Baymax.
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. Yeah, Big Hero 6 is a Marvel property.
Is it?
I didn't know. Yes, yeah, Stan Lee had his cameo on that one, too.
Well, all right. That's true. He did.
Yep. So they could, and I always kind of thought that they were going to do that. They were going to try and do something Big Hero 6 and Incredibles related, but Incredibles is such a stylized world where it's like stuck in the late 60s, where I'm fine with Incredibles being its own thing. But Big Hero 6 is like, that's a springboard for them to like really pursue an animated Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So
I was always surprised they didn't do a sequel to that, unless they're working on it. I just don't know it.
Yeah. They got the animated series
for The Incredible.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're doing the animated series for Big Hero 6, which has been going on for a couple of seasons now. So
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
Let's see if I can find that.
Yeah. Yeah, but this looks good. I'm interested to see what they do with this, and I like that Into the Spider-Verse style. I really like the way that they animated that, and I don't know if this is going to be 3D or if they're going to keep it 2D, but either way, it looks slick. I like that.
I admit I didn't think I was going to like the style for Into the Spider-Verse when they went, and I was surprised that I really liked it more than I thought. Again,
yeah.
The only issue I ever had with it was the way they drew up Kingpin. Other than that, I loved it.
So. Yeah.
That was my only complaint.
Oh, man. And then finally we got here. We got Arrowverse. The entire Arrowverse got picked up for new seasons. So
that's right. Yeah,
that's great news. That's
great news. I mean, look, I don't really care anything about Supergirl at this point. I haven't really watched it other than the crossovers just because I don't think it's very good. But the other three I do watch.
Yeah.
And very much enjoy them. So I'm glad they're all moving on to new seasons tonight.
Yeah, man.
Tonight we have the 150th episode of Arrow, so that's pretty cool. This being Monday night that we're recording. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm glad to see them all coming back. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think I was worried. I was worried for a little bit. Like, I was like, oh, man, with this Crisis on Infinite Earths, Are they going to do us like Infinity War? And, you know, we might lose people. But, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, people will be coming back. But who knows, man? The whole universe could possibly change. Like, my hope was that Crisis was going to create an event that was going to put everyone in the same universe. That's what I want.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? Who knows what they're going to do with the story? But yeah. I would love to see, like, Black Lightning in Central City. Because I feel like that would be Central City would be a great way to introduce Static Shock, because that's where he worked primarily in the comics as an intern. It would make sense. Yeah.
It would make sense to bring all those worlds back together.
Yeah man.
Let them interact with each other.
Yep.
So, we can throw out a couple quick recommendations for everybody who might be interested in documentaries.
Oh, yes.
The boss and I have watched a couple here.
Yes, indeed.
So I watched both documentaries about the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
There's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu.
Yep.
And they are crazy.
Yeah, they will blow your mind. Like I really will. I watched the Netflix one. I am in the middle of the Hulu one. I'll probably finish it after we're finished here and check it out. But yo, dude.
It will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Just how sleazy one human being could possibly be.
Yo, I'm telling you. I mean, it's criminal. It's criminal what happened. Like, and the amount of insight that they give you on all the people that were affected, like, and all the people that were manipulated and played and, you know, convinced to do things that was so compromising. Like, ah, man, yo, I'm like tripped out. Like, this movie just is unsettling. It's unsettling.
The amount of lives ruined.
Yes.
By this one man.
Yep.
And other lives potentially ruined.
Yep.
By this one man. It's just, it will literally blow your mind if you sit and watch the whole thing and just try to fathom being part of it. Like, think about the people who were part of it.
It's just
unreal.
Yep.
What they offered and what they actually didn't even really come through with is just, you know, and basically they tried to just get everybody drunk to get their way through it ultimately.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, you know, when it first started coming out, this news about this festival failing, you know, the joke was that, you know, these rich kids, they all kind of deserve this. They putting all this money down for stupid stuff like this. And, you know, they got played. Ah, ha, ha. I mean, it's like it sucks because, you know, people should be able to pay money for a product and get the product that they purchase. I don't, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of status they have or whatever. But, you know, you can't front the fact that, you know, their desire to live this kind of lifestyle was preyed upon. And it's like, wow, man. It's just like.
It definitely was. Now, my personal opinion is I do think a lot of them hold a little bit of a responsibility because none of them paid. There was a guy who opened up a Twitter account that was basically saying, this is a fraud. Here's all my proof.
Yep.
And nobody paid attention. It really shows you how powerful social media is and the fact that they spent, like, one, it's a mini spoiler, it's really not that big a deal. They paid Kendall or Kylie Jenner, one of the two. I think it was Kendall. $250,000 to put up a post about their festival that she wasn't even going to go to.
Yeah.
They paid for one post and people followed it like lemmings because they thought all of these big name social media and celebrities were going to be part of it without even doing a minute of their own looking into the festival. If people had taken 5 minutes to Google this stuff and look into the festival, they would have known.
They would have known.
Well ahead of time, this is just BS. This isn't even going to be close to a real thing.
It's so funny because they kind of comment on the fact that, like, the whole thing, a whole like catalyst for this starting was like a couple of what they called influencers, like social media influencers, posting this orange tile talking about Fire Festival. And it's just like, yo, it just spread like, no pun intended, wildfire.
wildfire. Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, you know, and I was talking to the professor about this before we started the show. The crazy thing about it is, when you watch it, the app that they were originally setting out to create was genius.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
It was brilliant, and it had it come out and it just been about the app, that we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Nah. You know what I'm saying? They probably would have, like, if they spent this year just kind of like endorsing this app, the following year, if they wanted to do like a fire festival, they would have had more than enough capital to do so.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But it's amazing with what delusions of grandeur will take you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's such a thing as reaching too high.
Yeah. My Icarus man. Definitely got burnt in this jump.
Yes, he did. He most certainly did. But the other one I was talking to the boss about, if you don't find Billy McFarland, the gentleman who tried to run the fire festival, sleazy enough, go to Netflix and watch, I think it's called Kidnapped in Plain Sight. It is one of the, if you're a parent of any kind, it will scare the daylights out of you. How the whole thing works. Basically a story of a guy moves into a small town, befriends this family, and ends up kidnapping their daughter and kind of turning her against the family to be on his side, convincing her. She's like 10 to 11 or 12, somewhere in that range. And he convinces her of all this crazy stuff. Like she's half alien and it's bizarre and it will make you cringe the entire way through, but it's a good documentary and it's fascinating. Again, fascinating to watch. How everything plays out and how this guy played the family.
Yeah.
It's good. It's creepy and you're going to want to shower at certain parts after watching it, but it's a good documentary. I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah.
On a more pleasant note, the other thing I will recommend that is returning, not this week, but next week for Valentine's Day, is Retro Replay. I don't know if you've watched this at all or not, boss.
No.
But Retro Replay is Troy Baker and Nolan North, two very famous voiceover actors for a lot of video games. And they play old school video games together and they try to beat the first level of every, their goal is to at least get past the first level because they're terrible at them. And they are hilarious. The shows are hysterical. The first game I think they ever played, or one of the first games they ever played, was the old Atari Spider-Man game.
Uh-huh.
And literally Nolan North gets up and walks off the set because he gets so frustrated at how hard the game is to play and how bad he is at it. You literally see a man rage quit on screen. It is hysterical.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these are guys you've heard all over the place. You know, Troy Baker was, Talion in the Shadows of Mordor games.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Joker in Batman Origins, I think, the one game that Mark Hamill didn't do.
Yep.
He's been in a whole bunch of stuff, and Nolan North has done pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He was, Uncharted. He was,
Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake. Troy Baker was his brother, Sam Drake.
Oh, yeah.
And the
yeah.
third one, he did Sam Drake.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nolan North, he's done Deadpool. He did Nathan Drake. He's done, you name it, the guy's been in all kinds of stuff, and they're very funny together.
Yeah.
So it's a YouTube show. It's anywhere from like half an hour to 45 minutes long, depending on how long they get into it. Inevitably, they go off on these horrible rants about different things that they just like things they did growing up. And it's very, very funny to watch. I definitely recommend checking out Retro Replay on YouTube. It's hysterical.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, man. If you never watched it, you got to watch it. It's awesome. They're playing old school games like the original Spider-Man, they played Gauntlet at one point. They played Sunset Riders. Like, you name those old school games, and they're playing them. It's really funny.
Oh, man. Speaking of old school games, man, I just got back into that free version of Streets of Rage that gave you on Xbox. Yo, man, I forgot how much fun that a side-scrolling just punch them up, just beat them up game is. Like, that game is so much fun. It's $10 on Xbox Live right now, but you get Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3 and you get to play them as much as you want, and you get to team up with people online. It's just, oh man,
one of those old quarter crunchers type games these days.
Yeah, yo, bare knuckle. It's my favorite move.
That is one of the ones. At one point, they play Golden Axe.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yo. So, oh, interesting. Sorry, I'm reading and seeing a new article here. Apparently, Taika Waititi, was asked to do Guardians 3, and he turned it down.
Ooh. I mean, and this is all coming to light too, because Chris Pratt is saying like he's trying to affirm that hey, Guardians of Galaxy 3 is definitely still happening. Like, it's happening. But, you know, when you're hearing news like this, it's like, yo, y'all might have to get Gunn back.
Well, this is interesting. This is what he had to say. Filmmaker was firm that he won't be taking on the project. However, he did reveal he's been chatting with Marvel about doing another movie at some point. Mm-hmm. Here's what he had to say. Nope, not doing that movie. I'm hanging out with Marvel still, talking about new stuff, but I don't know what that might be yet. I want to do another movie. Speaking further on the topic, Waititi said he didn't exactly meet with Marvel about it, but he explained that he feels it's still a James Gunn movie. I didn't really. For me, that's James's film. Going into something like that, which has got his stamp all over it, it would feel like going into someone's house and saying, hey, I'm your new dad.
Dang.
So that's awesome. Like, I'm glad to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's solidarity. So, who knows Absolutely. What's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe they'll get Gunn back, but I know with their contracts, he might be out.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But yeah. Disney's not usually one to go back on what they've said. You know what I mean?
At this point, they got to save face.
Change their mind, yeah. Although the other interesting thing about Gunn that I read recently was he was initially offered a Superman movie, and he said no. He wanted to do Suicide Squad.
Oh.
So...
Well, he's doing that. Isn't he doing that evil Superman movie?
I don't know. All I know right now, all I know is he's contracted to do his Suicide Squad.
I know that there's I don't think this one is DC related, but there's like some kind of horror superhero film that's supposed to be coming out.
And I don't know. I haven't heard that one.
I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out. I'm blanking on a name. Brightburn. That's what it's called. If you guys ever get a chance, check out the trailer for Brightburn. It like the way that the story is set up, the kid is almost exactly like beat for beat like Superman as far as his origin story is concerned.
Okay.
But there's something different about this one, and it's a little evil, and it's straight up and down terrifying. So watch the trailer. It's crazy.
And his girlfriend's in it.
Yeah, yo. It's wild.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Let's check this out.
Yeah, you know I'm not like a big horror film person, but I'll go watch this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. Is there anything else? What else we got? Coming out this week, we got Lego Movie, the second part. It was really great. I talked to you guys about it last week, and it was phenomenal. Got a chance to see the early showing. I loved it. It was so much fun. All the pop culture references, stuff about DC, stuff about Marvel. Had some I don't want to give you that part. That's too much spoilers. But there are references to a litany of different movies with the same kind of theme in one scene. And you gotta see it because it warms my heart.
Oh no! All right, yeah, it'll probably be Sunday for me now. If there's no more football, I'll have something to do. I'll go check it out on Sunday.
Yeah, so check it out, and then we'll talk. We'll probably talk about it a little bit. See how the professor thought what he thought about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you got anything else, Professor?
I don't think so, man. I think that's all I got.
Yeah. Oh, if you guys are Division 2 players, the private beta is coming out Thursday. Hopefully you pre-ordered like me. So if you did, I will see you guys online. If not, I'm still going to post a video of the private beta Well, we'll see. We'll see what the rules are. They'll let me know. But if I can get some screen capture on, I'll put that up on our YouTube page, and you can watch me and some friends just kind of mess around with the beta, see what's going on.
I might be there myself.
Yeah, man. So check us out. I think I'm going to do something a little different this month, considering this Black History Month. I want to do a little moments in Black nerd history, and I'll probably do a little, probably do an extra show every week, and you know, introduce some monumental moment. Of course, Black Panther is going to be in there, but we're probably going to wrap the whole feature up with that.
Get ready for 3.5 weeks of Black Panther and a half a week of everything else, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh man, no, I think I want to talk about the first one's probably going to be,
if you say The Last Dragon, I am
done. That is not a moment in Black nerd history. I mean, good. Some people would argue, but you know, I mean, it's a what do you call those movies that you know that you're ashamed of them, but you enjoy them anyway.
Bad.
I hate you, yo. Oh man, it's like
guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure.
Is what you're looking
yes,
for.
That's what I'm looking for. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. You know what I'm saying? Except for Shonuf Shogun, who is a character that transcends movies as a whole.
True. True.
Yep. Oh man, yo. So yeah, there's that. But I think the first one I'm gonna do is I'm gonna talk about Dwayne McDuffie. The brilliant mind behind Milestone Media and characters like Static Shock, Hardware, Icon, some of the lesser known characters that you know that are in DC now. Like I literally just saw Hardware make an appearance in freaking Young Justice, which warmed my heart. And you know, Dwayne McDuffie's been a part of the DC gang for a long time, and you know, he's created movies like All-Star Superman, helped create movies like All-Star Superman, so he brought that graphic novel to life, and he's brought a couple other ones. I think he was part of the Flashpoint Paradox as well, but like he's been a part of some of DC's like best animated features. So yeah, we're going to talk about him and his genius probably later this week. So yeah, look for it. Yeah, man. So yeah, that is it for us today at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, all under the Boss's Desk. So just look for us on there. We'll also have this podcast up on both Google Play and iTunes. I'm currently working on trying to get this on Spotify if it's not already there.
Nice.
So yeah, so keep an eye out. We will be up there because I know a lot of people use Spotify, so this will be a great way for you to keep up to date with the show. So yeah, if you have any questions about anything you heard in the show or any news that you want us to talk about, just send your questions to us on Twitter. Just tweet at the Boss's Desk or send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And if we take a look at it, you know, give us some theories, you know, give us some new insight that you have on something that you've already seen. And if we like it, we'll share here on the Geek News of the Week. So, yeah, so that is it for the Big Boss and the Professor this week, people. We will catch you guys next week. We are out.
See you.